how should Christians respond to life? How should Christians respond to living? It is a statement. It is a question. It is an active will of God event that you and I were given life. Not by chance. No. By choosing. Out of all that your mother could have bore, God chose to weave together in your mother's womb you. You're special. And the God who put you together loves the special attention that He pays to you. You're special. But God says, I want you to pay attention to something. I want you to pay attention to the life I have given you. I want you to appreciate the life that I have given to you. And I want you to respond to the life that I've given you. Nothing exists that God didn't create. All that you see and all you don't see, God created. Now, I don't know what it is about the human condition, but we so often want to put ourselves down in comparison to, let's say, the angels. Oh, how awesome the angels of heaven are. Boy, they are. Yes, they are. Now, the seraphim, the cherubim, the angels of God, they're not just little cuddly type of creatures, creation. No. They are majestic warriors created by God for a purpose. They are to proclaim the truth of God to us. Mary, you're going to have a baby. Paul, don't go in that direction. Peter, you're a mess. And God loves you. Always for a purpose. But the greatness is in you of God's creation. The human being is the greatest of God's molding together. And do you know what He gave us over the angels? What, you see, the angels were amazed at the cross. How the Son of God would give His life for the human beings who were putting Him to death. They were amazed. God created the angels that exist for a purpose. But they cannot accomplish the purpose that God created you and me for. They can't do it. But did you know that angels can't feel pain? They don't relate to pain. I feel pain. Any of you with me on that? I can relate to pain. Do you know that the angels are not given the authority to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Did you know that? Okay, they can sing praises to God, and they do. They got a tough band going. Yes, they do. But they cannot share the saving grace of Jesus Christ to a human being. You know why? They haven't felt it. They can't relate to the Holy Spirit indwelling their created beings, majestic as they might be. They can't tell anybody with that personal intent of knowing, Jesus saved me, Brother Randy. Jesus touched my heart. Jesus created them. There was no need for their salvation. I can tell you what Jesus has done in my life. The angel can only tell you he is their creator. They can't share the gospel. Only you can. Only I can. Only the human being. You know what else I got on them? The pain that I get to feel is the pain of power, because I realize something. That pain and the hurt of life is an energizing power that God wants you and I to take to a lost and dying world. How in the world can I talk to a lost and dying world about the hurt they're going through if I haven't went through it? If you don't feel pain, how can you express your feelings of empathy to those who feel pain? If you have been broken, how can you walk up to someone who is totally broken in mind, body, and spirit, and say, I got a good word for you? You can't, because you can't relate. Neither can the angels. Well, they can break chains. They can open prison doors. And they can protect us. And they do. Actually, that's part of their job description, protecting you and me. Whew. What bodyguards? God sends angels to watch you, watch after you, to protect you. When you and I leave this planet, we are one day at one point in creation time, which doesn't exist. God is going to show us all the times that he had intervened in our walk through life. But now, if I don't respond to this life and act on this life, if I don't do that, then how is the angel going to direct me or protect me? If I don't go down the path that God's called me, I don't need protection on that path. But God says, there's something you need to remember. You profess to be a Christian, Christian. Respond to life. Well, I don't know what that means. You will when you get in life. You'll respond to the pain. I know Bob Woodward's got three appointments just tomorrow. They can't decide on us what they're going to cut next. God knows. The witness is there. The opportunity to share Christ is always there. And the majority of the time, it's there in our pain, in our brokenness. For if I love you, I will share in your pain. I will be with you in your pain. Not just say, go, be healed. Don't you realize that you and I are a part of each other's healing? As you all know, I'm witnessing my mother leaving planet Earth. I cannot imagine the feeling that she is going through, trapped between heaven and earth in a body. She can't get out of that thing. She will eventually. God will shut it down. But I look at that and, you know, I empathize with that. But then I shared this with the class this morning. I think a great sin that we are guilty of, my friends, is not allowing more people into our inner circle. We block people out. You push people away. My niece Cindy shared this with me, her feelings this past week. And she said, you know, I'll use my mother as an example. So independent. Oh, gosh. So independent. She didn't let people in. Only a select couple of us could be a part of her that she would trust. She pushed everyone else out. Now comes to this time, guess who's left? Only a couple. Only a couple to watch 24/7 as during the dying process. We hurt other people by pushing people away. You and I need to respect each other enough to let each other help us. Larry, do you want a hamburger? Well, thank you, Brother Randy. I appreciate your offer. No, I wouldn't mind a good steak, though. You can take me out and give me one of those. Randy, don't ask that often. But think of that. Let them in. It's important. Let's stand and read how important we are together. John 3:16, together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. We need to remember that God's plan for your life and my life is a good plan. It's a good plan. So why are you trying to change it? It's a good plan. And God says, I have planned for you to exist at this particular time. It's a good plan, 1 Peter 4:12. Now don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead. It's called life. I get to live it. You get to live life. And all of its pain and nastiness, all of the gloom and doom and the goriness and all the brightness that Jesus Christ chose you to be born and blessed your life and chose you to give you an opportunity to say yes to him. That's what makes you special. Angels looking on, amazed that what we have, and they don't have it. Personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm personal to Jesus. Jesus is personal to me. So don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead. For this is no strange or unusual thing that is going to happen to you. Oh, this never happened to anybody else. Yes, it did. It's called life. But God said, I want you to remember something. You need to respond to the life that I've given you. Respond, okay? I respond to hurt. When I'm hurting, I'll tell you, I hurt. Oh, the pain, I hurt. I hurt. Respond to life. When you're happy, respond to your happiness. People love to see people happy. You know, if I'm hurting, I do not need a pity party with a bunch of people who are down on life and all getting around and us discussing what hurts the worst. No, you know who I'm going to go to in a room? That smiling face. That smiling face is exactly who I'm going to go to in a room. I want to see the eyes that are sparkling. And you see, in every group, you'll spot one like that. You may only spot one, but my goodness, when you spot them, get to them quick before somebody dulls the eyes. Get to them. And I want you to grow from that joy. I want you to grow from that pain, from that hurt, from that brokenness. Live life. Respond to it. But do not let it destroy you. Because through Christ, you're more than a conqueror. You've already won. Handpicked by God to even exist. Given a blessing greater than any angel could ever imagine. Given a responsibility. I've blessed you. I've given you the ability. Now I declare to you your responsibility. Go ye into all the world. And you preach the gospel. You baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Live life. Hurt in life. Weep in life. Laugh in life. Jump in life. And yes, Brother Randy, dance in life. Get excited about what an opportunity. How do I respond? Rejoice. Rejoice and give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances. Lord, I've been dealing with dying for a long time now. Oh, I can hear the answer. Me too, Larry. Yeah, surely I stink of sometime. That's the human condition. Do you ever feel broken? Feel broken now? Parts of you do. You think that broken part of you can never be mended? I want you to realize something. You look at the ones beside of you. That's the remedy. When you are broken in one area, God will send a personality to mend that brokenness. But I still feel the brokenness. It's called life. Get over it and appreciate it. Nothing's gone. There's not a Christian friend of mine, not a Christian foe of mine. Yeah, Christians have foes, foolishly, that I won't get to be with pretty soon. They ain't go anywhere. You just haven't got there yet. God says, I have come to you. I want to give you joy and peace. I want to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I want you to do something with what I've given you. So therefore, I'll give you the talent to follow through with my calling. We've been given everything. So what do? We come up with the one thing we weren't given. An excuse not to do it. That's on our own. Well, Lord, I'd go to church and fellowship, but I don't like the preacher. Well, a preacher don't like the preacher a lot of times either. It's called a human existence. Are you always pleased with you? Not, are you? God is always pleased with you. Really, Larry? Yeah. You know why? He already sees you as the finished work. You see you as a work in progress. No. God sees you as complete, like you're already with him. So therefore, he treats you that way. He sees you that way. Let us treat one another that way. But let us bring joy to the heart. Let us reach into life that God has given us and appreciate every miserable step we have to take. For after a few miserable ones, you're going to be blessed. Always. There's always a blessing just as soon as you get knocked down. And you think, yeah, I wish it'd last longer. Or maybe if we do a little bit more for the Lord, we get to feel more of them. Well, you know, I don't think the Lord has really blessed me lately. Well, really, what have you done? Well, I haven't done anything. Go out and do something, will you? You know, one thing I learned in the Marine Corps, you do something even if it's wrong, but do something. I did a lot of wrong somethings, but I did something. I went anyway. You stand anyway. You go. Give thanks for all the circumstances. Number three, big one. Refuse to give up. That's how you respond to life. You refuse to give up. I refuse to give in and to give up and feel defeated by life. Life's a blessing to me. The good, bad, and the ugly parts, it's a blessing. Because I, as well as you, were chosen by God for life at this particular time in history. It's a choice by God, a gift to you, to me. And it says, refuse to give up, James 1, 3, and 4. Let the process go on. Oh, listen, I've been watching the dying process with Mom. It's amazing seeing the dying process. It's a horrible feeling to see it. It's overwhelming a lot of times to see it. But it's a process. Life is a process. Now, the only thing that I have in my relation to me being a baby and today, I still love. I still drink a lot of milk. But through that process, I have grown. Because I do eat the steak Brother Randy will buy me one day just out of guilt. God says, I want you to grow up. I want you to grow out of giving up. I don't know how to give up anymore. It isn't a part of me just to quit. I have to keep standing. But don't we see that that's a process? Your life is a process. You will process through it. Let the process go on until your endurance is fully developed. Hey, I got news for you. By the time you get it that way, you're out of here. Yep, you get developed, zap. You're with the Lord. You're with all those friends that have gone on. Tickled to death to see that you made it. It's a process. And you will find that you have become men of mature character with no weak spots. What happens when you get that way? You're out of here. It's the process of life. But now don't you dare not appreciate the breath that God has given you right now. Life. Moses, I'm always reminded, was 80 years old when God tells him to go deliver the Hebrew nation from bondage. 80. People 80 in our generation are thinking about going ahead and dying. God's thinking about doing something with us. Fine, if dying is God's choice, let's do it victoriously. Going out in a blaze of glory. Shouting Jesus all the way. And excited. Lord, I got the pain. I see the cure. I see Jesus looking. I see all heaven opening up. And the arms of Christ opening wide. Come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Only he does it louder than that. You hear me? You've been blessed with life. Live it. Appreciate it. Enjoy it. Encourage others in life. And stand strong. For you are the only one of God's creation that can share the amazing grace, salvation of Jesus Christ. Not any other created being can do it. Only you. You got a story to tell inside of you. It's a personal story. That's what a testimony is. It's personal. It's not your opportunity to gossip about somebody else that was bad to you. It's your opportunity to tell about the one who was so good to you and reached into your heart and saved your soul. Don't care how young you were or how old you were. You got the message. And you're the only one that can deliver that specific message. Well, do you think that if God took the time to create you, your personality and all, just like you are, that he didn't also take the time to create another personality that will relate to you, and that personality is waiting for you to share the good news? For only you can. Only you can, human being. The angels only can imagine how it feels to know Jesus personally. They know him as Jesus. They know him as Creator. They know him as Lord. But they cannot experience him as your Lord like you can. Finally, conclusion. Romans 8:17. I used a message on this. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. Well, after all, we are in His image, folks. If we go through the hard times with Him, then we certainly are going to go through the good times with Him. I've already reached the good times. I ain't even have to die to get there. Reached the good times. I get to see it. I get to know it. It's not an emotion. It's a reality. It's not a vision. It's real. He's real. His story is real. His life is real. His salvation is real. I got this thing called life. I see it. I believe it. But what good is all of that if I don't tell it? If I don't share it? Oh, I'm saved and going to heaven. What a yippee. What about those who aren't? Your job's not done. When you leave this body to be with Christ, this body's job is done. The mission is over from the human standpoint. You got one shot at this body. One shot. We're living it right now. What you going to do with it? Where are you going to take Jesus? This is your vehicle to take Jesus and tell people about Jesus. What are you going to do with it? Oh, I got a new body coming. I got a spiritual body. I got a glorified body that's coming right after the resurrection. But I'll never have this body again. Never. Because this body is broken. It feels pain. And Jesus says, when I call you home, there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more sorrow. Woo! There will be only joy. He says, joy, I'm telling you. And I want it to begin in you now. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name and give you thanks. Oh, Lord, you have blessed us with so much. Father, we're so blessed that we don't even know the types of blessings we have. Only through you, Father, as the angels stand and watch, and do their part to watch after us in this world. You've called us to be about doing the part you've given us, to be ourself. Help each of us now, Father, to be who you've called us to be. Help me to be me. Help each individual to be that person. And to take the message that you have given, to push out the selfishness, to push out the greed, to push out the weakness, and to grab hold of the strength of your name. I ask your blessing upon each one in Jesus' name. Amen.